here's a story from The World.
Drought has been impacting different parts of Africa. Climate change has made rainfall patterns increasingly erratic. In Zimbabwe, the government has encouraged some small-scale farmers to grow drought-tolerant crops like sorghum and millet. The country's staple crop, corn, just needs too much water. But as Ish Mafundikwa reports from Harare, convincing farmers and the public to make the switch has not been easy.
Zimbabweans love their corn, or maize as it is known here. But subsistence farmers in Mudzi District, a hot and dry area in northeastern Zimbabwe, are now turning their backs on the thirsty crop. I visit 56-year-old Gilbert Butau at his homestead, where he is feeding his goats. In the past, if I planted 10 kilograms of maize seed, he tells me, I would get at least 2 tons, but now we get 150 kilograms from the same amount of seed. The rain is now erratic. It is getting less every year. That's why Butau is now growing small grains. Maize was introduced to Zimbabwe by Europeans in the 16th century. It was easy to grow and harvest and can be eaten on the cob. In contrast, the traditional small grains attract pests, mainly birds, and require more processing. But although it's now easier to grow small grains in dry areas, that doesn't mean everyone wants to eat them. Zimbabweans are so used to the ground white cornmeal used to make the staple dish of thick porridge, they will not even give the dark-colored sorghum or millet meals a chance. Faina, Gilbert Butau's wife, originally from a predominantly maize-growing area, says developing a taste for the small grains was more challenging for her than it was for her 6 children. When I moved here after getting married, it was difficult for me, she says, but I'm now used to them and prefer sorghum and millet to maize. But some refuse to acquire the taste. I talked to 26-year-old Nomuhle Moyo in the parking lot of a Harare supermarket after I see her carrying a 10-kilogram bag of cornmeal.
The one time that I tried it, I didn't like the taste. And sorghum and millet is a bit expensive than maize meal, so I prefer maize.
There's also the widely held belief that corn is nutritionally superior to traditional grains. However, UNICEF nutritionist Mara Nyao says the traditional grains are much better.
They are higher in fiber and the B vitamin. And both of those are good for immunity and also help to reduce the risk of chronic diseases, especially like diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure. And they also help, therefore, to reduce the risk of obesity.
The government has also been working to persuade more farmers in drought-prone areas to grow small grains with incentives. This year, an agricultural program for vulnerable beneficiaries is changing the free seed packs it hands out. Stanislaus Pererwa is a senior agriculture ministry official.
Because of climate change, farmers in those areas, they will get traditional grains which do very well in those areas.
To further encourage the uptake of traditional grains, the government has a program where farmers can sell their small grains and buy maize at its grain marketing board depots across the country. Vangelis Aristotis is Zimbabwe's Deputy Minister of Agriculture.
So we will take that burden away so that farmers can be confident that even though I've grown traditional grains, I can still get the bag of maize.
Small grain-based meals and other traditional foods are now on the menus of most restaurants. They can also be found in supermarkets alongside other so-called healthy foods. However, they are still priced at a premium compared to cornmeal, and hopefully, if more farmers grow them, the prices will come down. For The World, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare, Zimbabwe.